Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Thompson moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thompson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sauer moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize juggles the ball. That's an error on Mize. Smalley moves to third. Reich moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Smalley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reich scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Mueller and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball towards center field. Jeffcoat makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Jeffcoat. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow strikes out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Pafko trying to get to third. Thompson throws the ball into Gordon, who tags Pafko for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball towards right. Baumholtz catches it and throws to second to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-1 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Gustin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller pinch hits for Dave Coslow. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin misplays the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Thompson moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-2 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Berthas pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Sauer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 3 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe LaFatta pinch hits for Ray Mueller. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Kirby Higbee. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.